everybody. Welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm AJ Zarin. I'm joined by the one man kombucha, Rich Stambolia.
I just bop people on
what
the head.
What is kombucha?
Kombucha is, contrary to popular belief, it's not mushroom tea.
It's not fermented. Is it fermented?
No, it's fermented, but it's a probiotic tea. You can mix it. People have actually died trying to make their own at home.
I've heard about that, yeah.
Because of the chemicals that go into it. Mm. But it's delicious. It's weird. It tastes like it's like tasty vinegar, kind of.
Oh.
That's good. Do you want a sip?
Yeah.
This is dragon fruit lemongrass.
I've never had it.
Really?
I hear all about it.
Take a good swallow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's very strong.
So it smells like ginger.
Yes.
Not terrible.
It's not terrible.
No, it's not bad at all.
There's a place I go to that has million different flavors. And you know what? Trying to be a little health conscious.
Guys, we do have a lot to talk about today. A lot is happening in pro wrestling. A lot of rumors going around. We got Money in the Bank happening soon. What day is it?
Today is Tuesday.
What day is Money in the Bank?
Monday in the Bank is this.
Monday in the Bank is what day?
Money in the Bank is June 17th.
So we got 2 weeks.
Yes.
We got 2 weeks to that. We have Dominion this weekend. We have when is the Cow Palace show? We have the Cow Palace show coming up.
September?
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
All in is September. Oh, we had Ring of Honor last week at the Hammerstein.
I totally missed that show.
I was thinking about going.
Yeah.
I heard it was a good show.
Yeah.
That happened at the Hammerstein.
Mm-hmm.
Undertaker returning to the garden, like his backyard.
Right.
He's ignored his backyard for a couple of years, and now he's come back.
Just his yard.
Yeah, just his yard. Madison Square Garden, Undertaker's returning, first time in 8 years, July 7th?
7th, I believe.
Yeah, July 7th for a house show. So a lot is going on, and I kind of want to step back a little bit and kind of look over everything that's been going on with WWE. Daniel Bryan, apparently Daniel Bryan has not signed his contract yet.
Oh, interesting.
And there were a lot of rumors that he's requesting creative control.
Sure.
I know a little bit something about that. Yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
He's asking for not shitty storylines.
Listen.
Which is everybody's request.
If that's the case, then good for him. If they're like, if he has it in his contract, I get final say, then that's great.
He just doesn't want crappy storylines. I mean, much like everybody else. But where do you want to start? Jeff Jarrett is the mega champion, right? AAA. Mega world heavyweight, intercontinental title heavyweight winner.
Great. You know what? Let's talk about Money in the Bank because I feel like it's weird sometimes where we're in during the year. This is kind of like a little bit of a lull for WWE because of a lot of factors.
Yeah,
summertime's coming. NBA finals. I feel like always put a dent in their ratings. The last few episodes, the lead into Money in the Bank has been very solid. I'm excited to see these matches. However, they have been some of the worst rated shows
in
WWE history.
Yeah. And I have to tell you, I don't know how it's been for you watching,
mm-hmm.
but this is the first time, and this is honest, the first time that I actually feel disconnected from the product.
Okay.
Not that I'm going to crap on it. Not that I'm not enjoying it. Just I genuinely feel disconnected at this moment.
It's that June lull, I think.
I don't know. I have not felt this way. The last time I felt this way was pre-Summer of Punk.
Okay, so
2011.
Yeah.
The last time I really felt this
was
way.
7 years ago.
7 years ago is the last time I felt this way.
Ironically enough, around the same time of year. It's that weird, like, May, June lull, because now, like, your next big pay-per-view is SummerSlam, right? And when WWE really, really wants you to watch something, they will slam it down your throat, much like SummerSlam. Every year, SummerSlam has, you could hear old school Vince McMahon yelling SummerSlam at you through the TV.
It's SummerSlam!
And, like, now, it's Money in the Bank. It's great. Honestly, really, really solid card that's going on, you know? Roman Gender, I like it. Rollins and Elias. I like it.
I like Rollins and Elias. Rollins has been the best thing since WrestleMania.
Yes.
Right?
I agree.
Do we all agree that Seth Rollins has really turned it up? And but why is he standing out now compared to before?
I think he's fired up.
You think he's fired up and he's just in the groove of things? Because there was a lot of stop and go.
I think he's personally fired up. Somebody last night on Twitter equated him and Roman to HBK and Diesel.
Okay, you know what? That's a great comparison.
Great comparison where, you know, Vince wants the wagon tied to Roman.
Okay.
But you know what? The showstopper might be Seth Rollins, you know? Dude puts on a clinic every time he's in the ring. So you got those two matches going into Money in the Bank. Ronda versus Nia. I really, again, the same feeling I got pre-WrestleMania.
Okay.
Like, this could be amazing or this could okay. be a car wreck.
You know what was a car wreck? Last night.
Okay.
Ronda on commentary. What was going on there? What was going on there?
I think they put a weird spotlight on her.
I think it was like 7 minutes she was on commentary. Mm-hmm. And she really didn't have much to say. Yeah. That was it. Just a dead look. And I feel like they gave her lines and she just didn't want to do it.
Okay.
It felt like Ronda, like, not wanting to do these press events, like okay. how she's always been with that kind of stuff. Like, I feel like she was put in a position for the first time in WWE where she didn't want to do something.
Okay.
And it came off a little weird.
Do you think she has a lot of butterflies that she needs to
overcome? I'm sure she does. Yeah, I'm positive.
Because it might just be that, you know?
It could be. Or, you know, that was the purpose, and she was supposed to be like that. Yeah. Nia looked terrible. What was that match?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with her. I like Nia a lot. I feel like this is making Nia's personality come out a lot. The thing, that, like, I get it. I understand. They signed Ronda to a high-profile thing, high-profile contract, under the guise of her paying her way and earning her spot, but the angle and the way she's shot and the way she's protected on camera, it doesn't hammer that home. You know, you just feel like, listen, they're really, she's special. They're putting a lot of special attention on her, you know? And I think just because she's under that scrutiny, the stuff that she's doing is coming out a little weird. On the other hand, I don't know how it's affected the women's division. Because we got that 3-on-3 match where Bayley made the save, and Kurt was like, "That doesn't count." And
okay, you know. I did not think they could make Bayley look like more of an idiot.
Okay,
I really thought it was impossible. Uh-huh. I really thought it was impossible to make her not look like a dingus every single week.
Sure,
and they achieved that this week.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, it was a 3-on-1, right?
Right,
and she came in for the save.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was
3-on-2.
3-on-2, I'm sorry, 3-on-2. But then it became like a 3-on-1. Yeah. She came in for the save, got a hot tag.
Right.
Right? And then got the pin.
Yeah.
First of all, that's a DQ.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Like, that's, you can't do that.
Yeah.
At what point did they say, you know what'll make sense? If she comes in, gets the hot tag, gets the pin, and then they reverse it, and everybody gets pissed off at her.
Right.
She did a run-in and caused the DQ. Everybody in their mind, like, mm-hmm. Why do we act like the wrestlers are dumb to their own rules?
Right.
Like, why'd you do that? You know, like, I that is the philosophy I don't get with the writing.
Yeah.
That the wrestlers are not self-aware. They have no concept of their own rules.
Or action.
They just do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And then when they're like, hey, dude, you can't do that. That's been like a rule for, I don't know, 150 goddamn years.
Well, another example of that last night was the people were kind of going a little nuts on it on social media. And like the Rollins finish where.
Remind me.
Rollins slid in with the chair. Mike Cohn, the referee, did not see the chair. Elias hit the DDT on the chair.
And then pushed it out.
And then the ref pushed the chair out, I think.
The ref pushed it out.
And then people are like, how is that not a DQ? Like, because it kind of looked like the ref saw it.
Well, the ref probably saw the chair in the ring and said, oh, let me push this out.
Listen, wrestling rules are made to be there as a just in case.
It's like, the refs are all idiots.
Right.
In wrestling, right? Like, they're all idiots.
Yeah.
There's not one competent referee on the planet. It is the equivalent of being the town moron, being
like
a referee.
The village idiot?
Yeah, the village idiot.
I like town moron.
Town moron. Maybe it's not a village. Maybe it's a town. You can't have the town idiot. You have the town moron.
You think they're all just like happy-go-lucky, like dum-dums?
I think they're all happy-go-lucky dum-dums.
On TV,
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know about that. I think it's... Like, you have many layers in life. Like, you have a job, and you drop me, you know, you failed at this position, you did sales, you sucked at that. This is the end of the road. These are the people that failed at every job due to incompetence. and now they become their referees. No. And that's why all these bad things happen, and they miss everything. Guy gets hit in the
storyline wise.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not talking about their integrity. I feel like referees are written. Why don't we have like a really competent ref? Like, why don't they have like the one ref that like, no, he should be the ref for this match because you idiots.
Hebner was the competent ref,
but he was another dummy.
Because like he'd always stand up to the wrestlers.
He would always stand up. Yeah, but I mean, but Hebner was like a dummy too. He would do like the, what do you mean? What happened? I got rice in my face.
Right.
Oh, I'm blind. I can't see. I don't know what I'm counting. I really want that to be like one jacked up ref.
Yeah.
And I want him to be like the ref for like the main event that needs an enforcer.
Okay.
I would love that to be a storyline. Like the super ref.
Wasn't there like a really jacked ref in NXT?
Yeah, there was one. Who was it?
And also, what's his name? Was a jack ref too? Road Dogg's brother.
Yeah. Brian? No. Brad.
Brad
Armstrong. I feel like the refs are so incompetent. And
do you think there's people who think it's legit and just hate the refs?
I'm going to tell you something.
Please.
I honestly think there are many people that think wrestling is legitimate.
Yes, 100%.
And it's astonishing that in 2018, people still come up and be like, that's not real, right? Mm-hmm. You know it's not real. It's not real.
And you go, I don't know.
I don't know. What's your definition of real?
Right. Yeah. You
know? There are many, many, many people out there that think wrestling is still like a carny act. Like they're trying to get one over you by telling you this is real. Okay?
Right.
There's those people. Then there are the foreign people.
Oh, yeah.
That will constantly write Roman Reigns, superhero man.
Yeah.
You know? Or Alexa Bliss, big breasts,
it's real.
Love.
It's real.
To those people, wrestling is real. They love the good guys and hate the bad guys. Then they're the kids, but the kids, I think the kids are the most competent. They know it's an act. They know it's a show.
Well, because the kids know bad guy loses, good guy wins. And I think that's why. They'll always have hope.
Then you have the other sense of reality where you have people that are legitimately angry due to finishes because they felt swerved because they're in the know.
Right.
Like, I feel those people also believe wrestling is real.
I agree with that. And then I feel like sometimes I fall into like a weird category where, and not so much anymore, but I remember like during like post-Attitude era, like the Ruthless Aggression era, where it kind of got like very heated, like very technical matches. And I'd always be
sexy,
like,
sexy and technical.
I'd always be like, I know this is pre-planned.
But man, this
but
looks
these
good.
These guys look like they hate it. You buy that rationale. Yeah. You kind of buy the matches, you know, like, oh, these guys can't stand each other. This is going to be good. At the end of the day, everybody's friends.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's what it is. But it's amazing, though, how many people still come up to me and they're like, yeah, but how do you watch this? It's not real, is it?
Yeah.
I'm like, do you honestly think this guy's head went crashing down and he got punched 10 times in the face?
Right.
And he's not feeling the effects? Of being bludgeoned,
yeah,
you know,
it's whatever, man. I love wrestling. That's not really the point we're trying to make here. But I also feel like there's another category of the detractors of pro wrestling. More than likely, have one, no soul. B are probably, I imagine them really loving reality TV and thinking that's real.
Okay, that's a great question. How could someone not like? I know someone. He loves comic books.
Uh-huh.
He hates wrestling.
Yeah.
How do you hate wrestling but love comic books? And he constantly tells me, he's like, well, that's not real. I'm like, Wolverine's not real either, dude, but you read it every week.
Right.
You know? Yeah. The X-Men are not real.
Right.
You know? Magneto's not floating around in a magnet bubble destroying things. These are not real things that happen. Mm-hmm. I think it's fascinating, but...
Oh, yeah. Huge.
Yeah.
Huge is fascinating.
Yeah. So, what do you think of the buildup to Money in the Bank?
I'm really enjoying it, honestly. And, like, you know, they have something on their hands when there's a lot of marquee matches. I really, really like the build to the AJ Nakamura match. And I'm sold on that feud, and I'm sold on that match. And tonight, the contract signing, and during Raw, they were doing the promos
for
the contract
signing. So it
won you
over? This match has won you over?
Completely won me over. I feel like they're going to deliver on a last man standing match. And this is the Nakamura that we wanted to see.
So we pretty much know what the Money in the Bank match is going to be now, right? It's Braun, Finn, Miz, Rusev, Bobby Roode, Kevin Owens. Bobby Roode is dead to me at this point.
Why is that?
They've ruined him.
Okay.
There was something so special about him, and now he's just another person.
Okay.
He was so larger than life in NXT.
Yeah.
And now he's just a dude that comes out and does like a little strut and has his robe and that's it.
But that's the thing, man. Like, he was such a good heel in NXT.
He was so good, and they turned him babyface. Yeah. Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe, and either Big E, Kofi, or Xavier Woods. Who do you want to see in this match? Big E, Kofi, or Xavier?
I feel like it's going to end up being all three of them.
You think it's going to be all three of them?
Yeah, I think that would be nuts. Also, I want to point out, 5 former NXT champions are in that match.
You got...
Balor. Bobby Roode.
Kevin Owens.
Samoa Joe. And Big E.
If he is in there.
Big E was like the second NXT
champion.
Yeah,
Big E was the second. Yeah, because Seth Rollins was first.
Yeah.
And then the women's one is Ember Moon, Charlotte, Alexa Bliss, Becky Lynch, Natty, Lana, Naomi,
Sasha Banks.
And Sasha Banks. Who takes this for the women?
Oh, boy. All right, let's talk about that.
Charlotte.
Needs it?
Who needs it? I think, honestly, I would give it to Becky.
Yes.
But I believe Charlotte will win it and cash in next year.
On Ronda Rousey.
Okay. Yeah.
Interesting. That is the big rumor that you're going to get Charlotte Flair versus
because
Ronda
Rousey.
Because
who could walk around with a briefcase? Sasha Banks miss Money in the Bank? That'll become a whole thing.
Right. That makes storyline sense.
Okay.
Sure.
Naomi, no. She doesn't need it.
No.
Lana, definitely not. Natty, I would love to see a Natty feud with Ronda.
That's another
thing. I know that's something that they want to do.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm very surprised that they're doing this Ronda and Nia match.
Does Ronda win and then Natty cashes in immediately after?
No. Okay. No, you don't have that. You can't do that. I do think it's going to be a screwy match between Nia and Ronda.
I think it's going to be
a quick match, and I think there's going to be a DQ, and I think there's going to be a lot of, you know, hoopla.
You know what I think that match should be?
Mm.
Lumberjill match.
A Lumberjill match.
Mm-hmm. I think that would add to it.
If the Nia and Ronda one?
Yeah, Nia and Ronda just have all the women outside the ring.
And then Ronda just kills everybody?
Both. Ronda and Nia kill everybody. Because they're supposed to be like two dominant like ass kickers, right?
I don't know. Nia's can...
And that's the whole thing with Nia is that
I'm a little concerned with this match.
Okay, why?
I'm a little concerned because Nia is not a ring general.
Okay. Sure.
And
sure.
Ronda... I don't know what Ronda's real ability in a one-on-one match that she hasn't trained 8 months for looks like.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Listen, ref's job is going to be very tough in this match.
Oh, my God. It's going to be tough on everybody. You know what, though? I'm going to tell you something. She's such a superior athlete.
Yes.
I would never say that she can't pull it off. Either this is going to be a great test to see how complete she is.
Okay.
Right? Because Nia is not the easiest person to work with, especially for someone like Ronda that really doesn't have the experience in the ring like some other people.
Sure.
Her whole thing is just taking people down and throwing them around, and you really can't do that with Nia.
Uh-huh.
You can't. She's not going to be able to judo throw her.
I think that's going to be part of the match.
That'll be the story in the match?
I think the story in the match is... Like
one of those?
They're building it up, and I obviously as it should, they're building it up as if Nia is somebody that Ronda has never gone up against, right? In regard of like how she's so big and she's so fast and she's got power moves.
Do you think this should have been now, though?
She uses a headbutt. I think Nia takes the win. I think this is going to be...
You think it's going to be a clean loss?
I think Nia takes the win, and that's the extra story where Ronda has to try harder. Because you're setting this up...
No, way.
You're setting this up to be a Hogan-Andre situation.
I'm telling you right now, that idea, I know exactly how it was pitched in the writer's meeting.
Okay, how?
You know, maybe Nia should win just so we could get Ronda's loss out of the way.
Okay.
Just so we could get it out of the way, mm-hmm. and we don't have to think about it, and it doesn't affect booking. Mm-hmm. Let's just get it out of the way.
Yeah.
That is the worst idea for them to do.
I'm telling you, man, because, like, does it hurt her? Does that loss hurt her? No.
I do think so, 100%.
Why?
Because it takes the allure of who's going to be the first to beat Ronda Rousey, the greatest female MMA fighter of all time.
She's only had one match.
Yeah. So let it continue.
50-50. I say Nia
And they're going to give that win to Charlotte.
Nia gets the pin. with a five clean. Count. Clean, clean pin. Two Samoan drops.
Five count.
Five man. Count. Like,
oh, Rhonda's out dead.
Yep, like King Kong Bundy style. Just like big splash. She's done. And then yeah. Nia throws Ron into the crowd.
And then the crowd just crowd surfs her into an ambulance.
And Nia comes out looking like yeah. this giant monster. Yeah. Who needs, I feel like they need to do that with Nia. They need to build her up to be like this like complete monster.
AJ Styles, Nakamura. Who wins this?
I would like to see Nakamura win it.
I'm telling you, Nakamura is not winning it, and that is the wrong way of doing it.
Okay.
I called it last week, and I'm standing by my finish. Mm-hmm. Double nut kick.
AJ's got
both go down. Goes to a 9.5. Mm-hmm. AJ gets up. He pulls out the cup.
Okay.
And then he throws it on Nakamura.
Just dumps it on
him. Yeah, dumps it on him. That's the finish that I'm calling.
I'm okay with that. I don't mind it. Like, I feel like Nak winning would be cool.
Listen, man, I would love to see him with the title. Mm-hmm. How do you do this with Nakamura, though, right? Like, you got Nakamura. He was so hot when he came into NXT. I mean, on fire 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He comes. He was on fire. I mean, it was settling down a little bit by the time he left NXT, because I think they waited a little too long to call him up.
Yeah.
I think they should have called him up a little prior to this. They call him up hot. And they it's amazing. They cut his entrances short on TV.
Yeah.
They had him in weird talking segments. They had him in weird angles. It just went on forever. And then he lost. Mm-hmm. Who did he lose to, his first loss?
I don't remember.
He lost, like, clean in the ring.
I want to say Rusev.
I'm probably wrong. I don't know why I feel like it was Roman Reigns.
Okay.
I know that's not true.
No, because he's been on SmackDown the whole time.
Yeah, he loses, and then... Well, maybe it was Randy?
I don't know. I don't remember. I remember it being, like, not a memorable, like, loss. They got it out of the way.
I feel like that concept of getting it out of the way,
mm-hmm.
like Asuka, is anybody talking about her now? No. Nobody
cares.
Yeah,
that was kind of like a weird situation. What's going on over there?
Oh. I don't know what this is.
What does that mean? Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Sweet. It's a good thing I can see those weird pop. I can't read them. I don't know what they mean.
That was a frame rate issue, and I mean, we're still recording. So that's
we're moving too fast.
We're moving way too fast.
So how about this? How about I give you a situation here?
Okay.
Which I think is very plausible. I think it would please a lot of fans and would also keep an interesting kind of feud going.
I'm sorry, they said it was Ziggler was his first loss. Is that true?
Could be.
Maybe.
All right. Samoa Joe wins Money in the Bank.
Okay, I would love to see that.
Cashes in on one of the prone AJ or Nakamura's. Last man standing, they're down for a 10 count, right?
Yeah.
Joe comes out, gives it the same night, briefcase, pins.
Okay, but if Joe comes out mm-hmm. during a last man standing match,
yeah,
right? What is the stipulation when he cashes in? Is it still a last man standing match, or is that match gone and now it's a pinfall match?
It's just the pinfall.
Is that in the books?
What do you mean?
So if you are in a last man standing match
uh-huh.
and you cash in, you are now entered in that last man standing.
I think you're just a new match starts where you can pin whoever.
Is that true?
I feel like that has to be it. Like, cause like they're like, all right, ref, you run in, give the briefcase, ref rings the bell. Here's my cash in, official cash in, and then you just got to pin the champion.
So when Seth Rollins cashed in at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Right? He comes in, he cashes in. Did they ring the bell?
Yeah.
They did.
You got to give the briefcase to the ref.
To the ref, and the ref cashes in, and he rings the bell.
The ref rings the bell.
But
That makes it official.
But that makes it official if the match has ended or there is no match.
I think you could do it during.
I think they said this is now a triple threat match.
Okay.
I think they just announced that the match has now become a triple threat match.
So what if they do that?
So is the rule that it automatically becomes a triple threat match if you enter in a specific match?
Sure. Let's say for argument's sake, Joe wins the Money in the Bank, cashes in, gets added to the match, triple threat, last man standing, which would be interesting. And then he murders AJ Styles.
Shin, mm-hmm. our expert in briefcases, mm-hmm. tells me that the original match goes to a no contest and new match begins.
Okay.
But what are the stipulations to the new match?
Do the gimmick rules still apply?
Do the gimmick rules still apply? That is the question here.
Interesting.
Let me call Vince.
Right. Hello? Who is this?
203 is Connecticut?
Yes. Who is this? How'd you get this number?
How'd you get this number?
Ah. Oh, I don't even know. Ask Briscoe. So I really think Joe's taking that briefcase.
Yeah, I would like to see Joe. Joe would be a good guy with that briefcase. Mm-hmm. And think of the feuds, right?
The feuds, God, the promos.
Dude, they need to very quickly get away from Big Cass.
Why?
And,
why?
And Daniel Bryan. They need to just leave this.
I don't mind it.
They need to get away.
I don't mind it. Tell me why. Tell me why they need to get away.
It's terrible.
Okay. Why is it terrible?
I don't like it at all.
Is it Big Cass's promos?
He's atrocious.
Last week, that triple threat ended up being a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun, but it wasn't. And dude, you know, I'm going to tell you, he's moving a little slower than before.
Oh, Big Cass?
Yeah, he was, you know, he just had knee surgery. I mean, obviously, he's not 100%, but.
10 matches on this card, by the way.
I know, it's a 4-hour pay-per-view.
And that is one of them. Daniel Bryan versus Big Cass.
That's what you do with
That's going to be the show opener.
I think it's fine if the story is that he needs to rebuild this is how I see it. They're looking at this as like, dude, the dude was gone for 2 years.
Right.
But it's not fair for him to be thrown in the main event.
Daniel Bryan. Okay.
So he needs to start at the bottom. But guess what? Like, Big Cass was also injured.
The bottom.
And now he's starting at the bottom.
All right.
You know, they're both trying to build up their ranking in WWE.
Yeah.
And they're teasing you with these moments of Joe and him and AJ and him and Knock and him. They're giving you like a little bit.
Little tidbits.
And telling you, we're not going to give this to you because he needs to build to that level.
Yeah.
Which makes sense if you think about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. But
right? It makes sense because I feel like they need to kind of address that in a storyline to a level.
Okay.
They need to address it like, this dude was gone. These are our rules. If you're gone, you need to start building yourself. You need to prove yourself because it's a whole different world in the WWE today than when he won that.
Three years ago when he won
that undisputed title. Think about it. The main event was him, Batista, and Randy Orton.
Yeah.
That says a lot. Yeah.
Well, he beat Evolution at all of Evolution.
He beat all of Evolution in one night. And Ric Flair. Ric Flair beat himself.
Yeah.
Can I give you my Ric Flair impersonation?
Please.
Okay, this is how everything in my mind. If there is a video clip of Ric Flair, this is what I see. From Charlotte, North Carolina, Ric Flair, and then he does a twirl, and then you see him like now old Flair, and he goes, "I was the best in my time."
This is terrible. This is a terrible Ric Flair. Brand.
Why does he slur like that now, man?
I think it's because he's
it's old man mouth.
I think he's originally from Minnesota. That's why.
This is how I sound now.
And he's got like a Minnesota accent.
Yeah.
That's
every Ric Flair moment.
The interesting thing about Daniel Bryan, besides the fact that like he's back. Is this match is going to open the show. I feel like this match is going to open the show because nobody on both rosters gets as much of a pop as he does still.
Yeah, you know what? That match will probably open it. You're
regardless
right.
of who he's wrestling, like Big Cass or whatever, he'll get that pop, you know? And Cass will get the booze, and that's it. Big man, little man. It's going to be a quick match.
So does Cass win or does Daniel Bryan win?
I want to say I would love Daniel Bryan to win. I feel like they're going to give it to Big Cass.
They're going to give it to Cass with like a unseen big boot?
Yeah, because he's the big man on the SmackDown roster.
So SummerSlam is not too far away.
No.
What is the card looking like for SummerSlam?
There's a rumor floating around that the main event is going to be Rollins versus Brock. For a winner take all?
I heard that. So it's actually interesting. Loose lips sink ships.
Okay.
I believe that's in full effect in WWE right now.
Yes.
Because I'm getting nothing or not as much or nothing of importance.
Yeah, man.
Which is great. I mean, that's fine. Yeah. That means that people aren't talking and people really don't know the plans. Mm-hmm. But SummerSlam, I believe it's the last year in Brooklyn, or we got one more?
I'm not sure.
Because this is year three.
They go back to the Staples Center. That would be insane. They did like 10 years at the Staples
Center. I think they like it being in New York.
Yeah.
Because it's an attraction and it's a city that people want to come to. And, you know, it's in August. Mm-hmm. People are, it's happening.
It's a good destination event.
It's a good destination event. But with WrestleMania again?
No.
But with WrestleMania here next year, mm-hmm. and NXT TakeOver here next year, and the Raw after, mm-hmm. and the SmackDown after, you're talking we're going to get, and another SummerSlam, we're getting like everything.
They're just going to run New York for the next
They're just
going to
run New York, which is profitable for them, but...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how they'll do this, you know?
A lot of matches on this
so
card.
So if the Universal match is Brock versus Rollins,
uh-huh.
which we never got the rematch.
Right.
What's the WWE title match? AJ versus Joe?
Sure.
Which I would be okay with.
I think they'll do like a Fatal 4-Way type deal for that.
Daniel Bryan,
Joe Nakamura, AJ?
I would love that. 140%. Yep. I don't know if they're going to waste all of them in one match.
That'd be a fun match. Well, SummerSlam's going to be 10 hours.
Yeah.
This Money in the Bank's going to be like 10 hours because there's 10 matches. Daniel Bryan, big cast. Rollins versus Elias for the IC belt. Bobby Lashley versus Sami Zayn. Bludgeon Brothers versus Gallows and Anderson. Reigns, Jinder. Carmella, Asuka.
Carmella.
Nia, Ronda. AJ Knox.
Wait, is Carmella Asuka for the title?
Yeah.
So Asuka maybe wins the title?
Sure. That'd be cool. I wouldn't mind. I like Carmella with the title. I think she's done a very good job with it. And then you have two Money in the Bank matches, which those are going to be long, man.
20 minutes for the women, right? 21, 20. Let's say 24 minutes for the women and 32 for the men.
32. I'll say 40 for the men.
You say 40?
There's a lot of
Let's see previous. Let's see previous Money in the Banks and how long they've gone.
Sure. And then you have Matt and Bray versus the B team.
2029 they went.
Okay.
20 minutes for the women. I'm sorry. No, I'm so sorry. Wrong. They went 29 minutes for the men and 13 minutes for the women.
Wow.
And last year's Money in the Bank was Carmella, Becky Lynch, Charlotte, Natty, and Tamina.
Mm-hmm. And James Ellsworth.
And last year for the Money in the Bank was Baron Corbin, which he won.
Mm-hmm.
AJ, Dolph, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and Nakamura.
Okay.
That was the beginning of the Nakamura problem.
Yes.
That was it. That was the moment.
But that was a year ago. And that set up the AJ Nakamura stuff very well, though.
This is when Jinder, I believe, won the title. Jinder versus Randy Orton for the WWE Championship. And there was no... it was a SmackDown show, so there was no world title.
How do you feel about Jinder versus Roman?
I don't know.
Right? it's kind of funny.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't mind it for some reason.
I don't mind it for some reason either.
Because I think it's like, it's that big dude thing. Like, you want to see two big dudes just like hit each other.
Yeah, I guess it is the big dude thing.
And this is also like Vince must be sitting very happy with this card only because of look, it's a good combination of Vince's favorite kind of guy, big dude.
Yeah.
And then your indie darlings.
It's amazing. So,
right.
Yeah.
Big cast, yeah. Bobby Lashley, Bludgeon Brothers,
big guys,
Roman, Jinder, Braun Strowman. They're all big dudes. I can't I feel like Vince is over the moon that Bobby Lashley's back.
You think so?
I think so, man.
And what are they doing with him? Why aren't they doing something?
They are doing something with him. They're giving him a lot of airtime. Yeah. Regardless of his lack of mic skills, they're putting him on TV in a spotlighted segment every Raw, right? 3 weeks ago, it was the sister story.
Okay.
He's wearing the goupeline.
Yeah, he was wearing a goupeline.
Week after that was the Sammy's This Is Your Life thing, right?
Yeah.
This week was Sammy calling him out and not even for not being in the army.
So this is interesting. You ready for this?
Please.
This is Dave Meltzer.
Okay.
On Wrestling Observer Radio last night. By the way,
yes.
This is a quote. By the way, I should mention on commentary, during the tag match, they made it very clear that Roman Reigns is the guy who's going to be wrestling Lesnar. I mean, it was on and on and on. I mean, it was on and on and on about how he got cheated at the Greatest Royal Rumble. And how he's going for the championship. So I don't. It doesn't look like it's SummerSlam. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could change their minds, but it's a pretty. It was pretty strong on commentary that this is the big program.
Yeah.
Why? Just fucking get it over with.
No, this will. They're gonna
just give. Just tell Lesnar to come in. I would rather have him come in and just be like, "Here you go."
They are gonna bleed the Roman and Brock thing for as much as they can, for as long as they can.
But nobody, I mean, I don't think anybody wants to see it at this point.
Do you think people still care?
No, I don't think anybody cares, because you've told us that Roman Reigns cannot beat this guy. And even if he does beat him, he's not the better of the two. Your babyface can't be the not better of the two. You know, when the heel keeps winning, right?
Right.
Then the heel keeps winning, the heel keeps winning. And the babyface keeps coming up, and he keeps coming up, and he just comes this close every time.
Yeah.
The build is that the heel is cheating at times to win the title. The heel is doing, you know, heelish tactics. Poke to the eye. Rake to the eye. Powder to the eye. It's a lot of things to the eye.
to the eye. So check this out. Here's a stat for you. And I fell down this hole the other day.
1 out of 14 Roman Reigns fans like...
Brock Lesnar has headlined 4 of the last SummerSlams.
That's amazing.
Right?
What was it? Undertaker?
Cena Brock.
Okay.
Taker Brock.
Great match.
Brock Orton. That's good, because it looked like he really killed him.
Oh my God. That was the one that Jericho thought it was a shoot and wanted to fight him.
Yeah.
And then the best.
Brock, Joe, Roman, and Braun.
Brock was Joe was year. Not bad.
Brock, Joe, Roman, and Braun from last year.
Brock, Joe, Roman, and Braun.
Yeah.
How did that end?
I don't
remember the finish.
With Lesnar, I think, I want to say Joe took the pin on that. And then this year, Brock again. What's up, dog?
He wants to sit. Out of his mind, this dog. And now he's trapped. He pulled my headphones.
Just sit on your dog?
Oh, God, he's wrapped up in my headphones. All right.
And again, this year, clearly Brock will be headlining SummerSlam. The only SummerSlam he didn't headline in the last few years was John Cena, Daniel Bryan in 2013.
Okay.
But the year before that, Brock Triple H, no DQ match.
Okay.
How effing weird is that? It's so insane.
He's his Bruno, dude. He's the Bruno of this Vince. And I have no problem with Brock headlining these matches.
No, not at all.
Right? I have no problem with that. He's an attraction, and they're not stupid when it comes to Brock. They know that he's worth money, and he's right. doing a lot. But here's the other thing. The WWE has so much money coming in.
Yeah.
And so much money that's going to be laid out for them.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter anymore. They can do whatever they want.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter if the ratings go to a 1.8 at this point.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Because they're making so much money.
Yeah.
The only way this is going to change if Fox or USA says, all right, you guys got to get your fucking ratings.
No
up.
More Brock.
No more. It's over. You got to follow. You know, you got to do something.
Yeah.
You know, right now they're going with this Fox deal for SmackDown.
Yeah.
This is SmackDown is now the A show.
Right.
Will become the A show. 100%. Okay. Will 100% be the A show. There's no. This is my prediction.
Go.
SmackDown becomes the A show.
Okay.
USA, Raw.
Yes.
Becomes a little bit more Raw.
Okay. They turn it up a little
they
bit.
They turn it up a little bit.
All right.
Because remember, they're not on a Disney property.
Got it.
So they get all the stuff. And then Raw becomes a little bit more, you know, a little bit gritty.
Okay.
I could see them going in that direction to kind of appease everybody.
Okay.
So you'll get a bullshit every now and then.
Okay.
You know,
a little color,
maybe. No, I don't think so. I don't think color. You'll see a little bit more adult.
Okay.
Because they're going later.
Okay. Okay.
I do think they need to go to 2 hours. They need to go back to 9 to 11. I think the sweet spot is 8 to 10. I really think 8 to 10 is that perfect time.
I agree with you.
I'm so tired of life by 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm defeated. It's over. And go sometimes do a 30-minute overrun. It doesn't matter. You know.
That's true. SmackDown, I feel like, is going to go to 3 hours.
They can't. They can't.
They have the roster.
They can't go to 3 hours. So.
Okay.
Local news.
That's
they're going to
right.
Fridays. Local news, 10 o'clock, hard out. They got to end at 9:59.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So, this is gonna a layered Brock Lesnar thing. Right?
Do I find him attractive? Very.
He looks like a thumb person.
He looks like a thumb person.
So am I wrong in assuming that the person who wins Money in the Bank can't be on Raw?
The person who wins Money in the Bank cannot be on Raw. I don't think it's going to be. Well, let me see this card again.
Think about it. Because, like, Brock is, like, and like, Shropnuts in the chat room, I'm over Brock. He just needs to go away. That's the weird thing about Brock. He is away.
He is away.
And he doesn't show up anywhere. He does major events, and that's it, you know, and you get, like, a 10-minute match, right? Great. Like you said, he's Vince's Bruno. But let's say Finn Balor wins the, or Braun Strowman, let's say they win the Money in the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
How is that cash-in going to happen? They got to carry they the
gotta
suitcase.
Wait.
And they got to wait until this guy shows up.
Unless he loses it.
Right.
Unless he loses the, you know what I could see happening?
Mm-hmm.
I could see happening, the Shield comes, because Dean is almost ready.
Right.
The Shield comes, and they all hit Brock with the finishers.
Just destroy him.
Just destroy him, and do the, like, that's how they kill Brock. Uh-huh. And then Brock goes away for a little bit.
Okay.
That's how they do it. It took three men
mm-hmm.
to beat Brock Lesnar, and then they're all celebrating, and then Dean turns on them.
Okay.
Dean turns. I think the turn is going to be Dean.
Okay.
Because he's the only one that's been out of the frame for a while, mm-hmm. and he kind of ruined the Shield reunion.
By getting hurt.
By getting hurt, right? And the program was supposed to be Dean and Seth at WrestleMania.
Okay.
So we could still get to Dean and Seth.
Mm-hmm.
I think the turn will become... You know, that's interesting. They could do it with both. I would love to see a Dean Ambrose Roman Reigns feud. I would love to see a Dean Ambrose Seth Rollins feud. It's fresh, it's new.
But heel, like very heel.
Yeah, very heel. Yeah. I think he will turn. I think we'll get that quick reunion to beat Brock, to get Brock out of the way, because Dean knows he can't beat Brock.
Right.
And then he knows his brother's movesets.
Right.
You know, he knows how to counter that, so he beats them. He attacks them, turns on them, and then that's the program.
Okay. All right, so here's another
thing. What would you do if Dean and Seth just start beating the shit out of Roman?
Oh,
just come out and pretend, and then they just beat the crap out of him.
I would like that.
Get out of here, you piece of crap, and throw him in the bin.
And then the reveal would be Roman just joins them, and you have, like, another heel, just like the three top heels
as
a team.
No, I want Brock in the new Shield.
Oh, boy.
And I want him wearing the vest, but it's too small, so it just covers this.
What if Brock showed up with the Authors of Pain, who disappeared?
Oh, they're gone.
As
like, what happened? Where are they, dude?
I think Vince heard them talk, was like, not today.
So they came out with Paul Ellering, right? This happened?
Right.
And then they told him to go away?
That happened too.
Right? That, like, literally the same day.
Yes.
And we never saw them again?
Right. I think we saw them one more week after that.
Okay. And then Sanity had vignettes.
Right. I think they're coming out tonight.
Are they?
Yeah, I want to say they're covered tonight.
I hope so.
They did the same thing with the St. Almas, man. Like,
they waited. No, he's back. He's there.
But he hasn't wrestled in
a
match.
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah, last week.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Huh, interesting. So, all right. So the Brock thing, like, if you're Braun Strowman or if you're Finn Balor, you got to wait for this dude to show up.
Yeah.
And then pin him.
And then pin him. It doesn't work.
And it doesn't. It's ridiculous. I also feel like part of me feels like the person to take that title off of Brock isn't going to be Roman Reigns.
Okay, I hope not.
And I think Roman will get it after whoever beats Brock Lesnar in a fluke. I think there's going to be another fluke.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Like a banana peel?
So in that regard, if people are patient, which I feel they're not, it's going to be a Raw guy. To have, like, a big cash in at SummerSlam, etc.
Have we ever seen a guy come out to, like, the ramp and, like, tweak his knee on the way?
Like, legitimately?
Like, and no, like worked, right? Like, part of the angle. Like, I want Brock to come out and do, like, his, like, this thing that he does or whatever it is. And then he's just like, oh, crap, I pulled something.
Yeah.
And then, like, that's the reason why he lost.
That's pretty funny. Nah, I don't think that's ever happened.
Randy Orton's hurt himself, but, like, legitimately with his taunt.
Kevin Nash
going for a hot tag.
Yeah.
But, like, I kind of want it to be, like, part of the angle. Like, you have Brock hurt himself on the way down.
Uh-huh. Like Goldberg's headbutt.
Like Goldberg's headbutt. Boy. Yeah. Jeez.
I don't know, man. So, all right. So that we've talked about the Brock thing. The Brock thing's a mystery. I don't mind that he's champion, but I also do mind. I want to see that title on Monday nights, you know?
Yeah, but who could hold it? I mean, Braun is good. What happened? Isn't Braun getting that title? Oh, my God. You know what? Braun could win the Money in the Bank.
That's true.
Yeah.
My fanboy prediction was that Balor wins by sitting on Braun's shoulders.
That's great.
Like,
I love that.
Like Bad Luck Fale.
Yeah. I love that.
Which would be amazing.
He climbs up Braun.
Yeah.
As Braun is climbing.
Mm-hmm.
And then just gets the title.
Yep.
The bank. And he goes, ha, I got you.
I think so. Because like, there's so many ways you can go with that Universal title. And now they're finally putting that emphasis on Finn Balor saying, I never lost that title. I had to relinquish it.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens also going for that title again because he was beaten by Goldberg.
And that doesn't count. He never really lost that to anybody. He was killed by Goldberg, right?
Murdered by Goldberg. Yeah. And then I think it was like a 5-minute match because he was distracted, I want to say, by Chris Jericho.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Roman's not even in the Money in the Bank. It's just so weird, isn't it?
It is so weird. Jericho, Naito.
I think Jericho's taking that belt.
Jericho's taking the IC belt?
Jericho's taking the IC belt. SummerSlam, Jericho versus Seth Rollins.
For the IC.
For IWGP versus
IC. Isn't that weird that Jericho's everywhere? And then now Sami Callihan cut a promo on him.
Yeah.
On Impact.
Yeah.
Talking about how he wasn't invited to the Jericho cruise. And first of all, Impact is doing great.
Yeah.
They're doing some pretty cool stuff in there. Attendance stuff is not bad. I actually like the product that they're putting out. It's a little different than WWE.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually very different than anything. But I could, like, and then they're mentioning Ring of Honor, and during Ring of Honor, there was like a Jericho reference.
Yeah.
That also happened.
It's showing up everywhere.
And then the All In show. Did you hear what Cody did at the Hammerstein? So he came out.
Yes.
And he's like, I'm going to announce that All In 2 is going to be here in New York City, and the crowd went nuts. And then he's like, I would never do a show in this shitty town, you know, which is great. And then the Bucks came out and said, actually, sounds interesting to do a show here in New York.
Yeah.
Dave Meltzer said on his show on Sunday that the WWE does not have a exclusive right with The Garden anymore.
Oh.
And there is a wrestling company that has scheduled a show at the Garden.
Interesting.
They have, I mean, I guess they've locked the dates.
Okay.
What wrestling company could possibly, but he doesn't think it's going to happen. That's the other part. They've locked the dates, but he doesn't see it happening. So it's not All In. It's not the All In guys. What wrestling company could potentially book the Garden for a show?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking you.
I think it would be a combination of a few companies.
A combination of a few companies.
Ring of Honor, House of Hardcore, NJPW, and possibly Impact. Those guys have a working relationship.
So I don't know. I don't think Impact would be involved because they don't have the money. House of Hardcore does not have the money. Ring of Honor, possibly. And New Japan, possibly. But it would not, I cannot imagine anybody affording this to be televised. Like that's a caveat here, right? You could afford the building.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you could put the ticket prices up because it's the Garden. You could justify and the fans would justify it because of the market that they're in. And I think when you do an event at the Garden, you kind of know you're going to pay a premium. So, like, the worst seats will be $55.
CCTV.
Right? $55. But if you are doing video at the Garden, again, you're dealing with the union. So you have to hire the Garden's video guys, the Garden's photographers, the Garden's producers. They handle all of it, not you. That's just how it works.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think anybody other than... And listen, man, WWE does not run TV at the Garden.
Yeah.
They have not run TV in the Garden for many years.
A couple of years, eh?
Quite a few. The last time they did that internet-only feed.
Okay.
And they thought they got one up on the Garden. Do you remember that?
No, I want to say they did a Raw from the Garden like 2 years ago.
No, they haven't.
Yeah?
They haven't. They have not been to the Garden in many years because it's so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And you lose about 4,000 seats with the WWE set.
Going with the rumor of that, I do feel like it could be the All In guys and a combination of all that other stuff. Only because, like, These guys sold out a arena in the Midwest in 29 minutes.
But remember, they sold out a building that needed a show.
Right. But I also feel like judging, like, it's like how many wrestling fans are in New York and in the tri-state area, yeah, who would make that trip because it's such, it's a transit hub.
Well, I don't,
it's
I
on
don't
top
think,
of a transit hub.
By the way, yeah. I do not think it would, if All In ran the Garden, mm-hmm, I don't think it would be even a question whether or not they'll sell out.
Okay.
The question is how much money can possibly be made, okay, on a show like this,
yeah,
from those guys. And I don't think that, I don't know. For me, I think the Garden would be a great place for them to do a show.
Yes.
I don't know if they could financially, because you got to upfront,
right,
the money.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a big upfront. And remember, New York City's State Athletic Commission's very tough. Mm-hmm. The regulation here in New York is really tough.
Right. Plus insurance.
Through the roof. So there's a, you know, the Cow Palace is not a hard venue to run.
Mm-hmm.
The Sears Center is not a hard venue to book because these buildings need events.
Yeah.
The Garden, the Dolans have this mentality where you need the Garden.
Right.
We don't need you.
Yeah, yeah.
They have no problem having the Garden empty all year round, mm-hmm, because their profits are their franchises.
Right.
That's how they see it. So I don't know who's this magic company that locked in dates. I would imagine it would be New Japan.
Little company called Global Force.
Global Force
Wrestling.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if they... And the other thing, I don't...
The NWA.
The NWA's back. Well, mm-hmm, they may be if Cody's their world champion. The other thing I want to say about this is that I think Dave may have wrong information.
Okay.
Where he might be talking about the Garden Theater.
Okay.
Which, that would be a very easy venue to fill. It's 5,000,
oh, yeah,
5,000 seats max. I don't even think it's 5,000. It's, no, more like 25. Well, I was reading, they, yeah, said 5,000. It's more like 2,500. You can fit, yeah, 2,500 people in there.
I'll say sure. I'll say,
okay,
sure on that. Yeah.
And I could see other wrestling groups doing a show there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I could see happening. The Garden Theater, not, mm-hmm, necessarily the Garden, which is a small, right, auditorium, yeah, within the Garden. So that's what I could say.
What about Citi Field?
the Mets don't even want to play there.
No.
They're barely playing. They're just showing up. Guys, do you have any questions before we wrap it up? We'll do a couple viewer questions, statements, opinions on stuff that's happening right now in pro wrestling.
Yeah, give us your questions,
yeah,
man. We'll try to answer them as succinctly and delightfully
as possible.
I'm excited for Dominion. I might wake up early just to watch it.
I'm gonna watch it.
Just to, yeah, see Jericho Nato. I feel like it's gonna be a good long match. I think Jericho's taking that belt. Let's see.
How about the Felt Forum Coach Dallas? Is the Felt Forum still there? Isn't the Felt Forum in Detroit, or where is it?
I don't know.
Felt Forum. I think they got rid of the Felt Forum, right? It's something else now? No, it was the Felt Forum. I'm so sorry. The Felt Forum was the Felt Forum prior, and then it was another name. The Felt Forum is the Garden Theater. Now it's the Hulu Theater. That's what it is. Yeah, the Felt Forum is the theater at the Garden. And that fits. It says 5,000. I don't think this thing fits 5,000 people.
There's a lot of, when we went, there's a lot of cordoned off areas.
Oh, maybe.
You want to go through the Dominion card?
Yeah, let's do that.
That's pretty
quick.
Good.
Yeah, do that quick.
And
then, guys, still submit your questions.
Yeah, Suzuki Gun versus Roppongi 3K for the IWGP. Ugh, I touch a microphone on my tongue. IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Championship. It's going to be a fun match. Taguchi Japan as Juice Robinson and Dave Finley versus Chaos, Jay White, and Yoshihashi.
Okay.
Tomohiro Ishii and Toriyano versus Suzuki Gun, Minoru Suzuki, and Zack Sabre Jr. A lot of tag matches. Goto versus Elgin versus Taichi
for
the Never Open Weight.
Okay.
Sonata and Evil versus the Young Bucks for the IWGP Heavyweight Tag Team Championship.
So the Young Bucks are now heavyweights.
Yes.
Yes.
I think they're taking that.
Okay, I would love to see that.
Tanahashi and Liger and Rey Mysterio.
This is crazy, right? Tanahashi, Liger, and Rey Mysterio
versus Cody, Hangman Page, and Marty Scurll.
Isn't that
going to be fun?
So where is this putting? So I believe the Cow Palace show, Rey, mm-hmm, Mysterio's wrestling on it. okay. in a one-on-one match. Is it Cody? Do we see Cody versus Ray?
I don't know.
Or do we see Marty versus Ray? Or who do we see face Ray?
Maybe Cody, because they've wrestled before a million times.
That's interesting to see Rey Mysterio and Cody Rhodes in a Japan match.
Will Ospreay versus Takahashi.
Great match. That's going to be phenomenal.
For the junior heavyweight.
Yeah.
Naito versus Jericho for the IC belt.
Yeah. So you have Chris Jericho. You have Cody Rhodes. You have Rey Mysterio.
And Okada versus Kenny Omega in a 2 out of 3 falls. I'm so excited.
Is this the moment
that
Okada takes? Does Omega win the title?
I think he has to.
He has to.
Because this has to be the summer of Kenny Omega.
Because they're at a draw right now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because one was a tie. One was...
Omega lost.
What was the third?
I want to say...
No, he never beat him.
It was a time limit.
Oh, it was two draws.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a time... Can somebody film
me? Omega couldn't get the job done... Regardless, I think the last one was a time limit.
Omega, this is the third one.
This is the fourth one.
The fourth one. So my brain is not working.
I want to say this is the fourth one.
So the first one, Okada won, right?
Right.
The second one was the time limit.
Yeah.
The third one, what happened?
I don't remember. Maybe this is the third one.
Omega, Okada, three. Up two. Two was the draw. Three was at the G1.
Right.
But it wasn't for a title. Was it? How did this end, boys?
Yeah, I don't remember.
No. This was not for the title. This is when Naito was the champion.
Okay.
Right? Is this correct? Someone tell me. Because this match was 30 minutes. I got to see. No, it was for the title. Someone tell me what happened here. Please, thank you.
Let's take a quick question while we
Kenny,
do that.
Kenny won at G1.
Right.
How did this end? But it was not for the title. Winner Kenny Omega. Was this just for the G1 and not for the title?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think they're even now. That's why this is the fourth match, the 2 out of 3 falls match.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that very much. I would hope that it's time that they gave Kenny a run with that title.
Yeah.
Right? Don't they have to at this point?
It was the G1 final. Mm-hmm. So that was the G1 final. No, non-title, it was, okay, because it's gotten so confusing. My brain doesn't work at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It was Omega, it was Okada, Tai, Omega, now this is the third one, 2 out of 3, no time limit.
Right. How crazy would it be if Kenny Omega wins that IWGP heavyweight and Jericho wins the IC belt?
That's weird,
Winnipeg fellas.
Yeah, two Canadians.
I think... If that's the booking that's happening, I think Ospreay's losing that junior
title. How do you top? You know, the other thing is, how are you going to top those three matches?
That's going to be bad.
Do you even
attempt
to top it?
I think so. I think Kenny Omega just does nothing but train.
Do you think that's how it works?
I think that's how it works. Yeah. I think he just tries to get as better as possible. That's what I like to think as a fan. You know.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see that match. I'm very excited to see what Omega does. And I think this is the moment to give him the title.
Yes.
Because you have time till his contract ends in January. You could do something with him. He's been a loyal guy.
Right.
He could have gone to WWE and he chose not to. Mm. And he helped with your expansion a little bit. I can't see him going. I can't see him going to WWE right now.
Not at this point. But
Not right now. He doesn't need it.
I think by throwing the title on him, you have that presence of that title everywhere that's booked this summer. You have like the Cow Palace show, right?
Yeah.
You're going to have the Jericho Cruise.
Yeah.
You're going to have the All In show. Three major shows
with that title.
If Kenny had that title, I think that would just be a lot more fun
for
the fans. Even though Okada is doing all those, is Okada doing the cruise or no?
I don't know.
I don't think he's
doing
the cruise.
You want to talk about the CM Punk trial? CM Punk is fighting, by the way, this weekend.
Yes.
Saturday. He has a UFC fight. Hopefully, probably the last one. Right? I think this is it. This is the last one.
You think he's coming back to the pro wrestling?
He's probably going to be at All In.
Okay.
I could see him being at All In. Dude, so sad. That whole story. Have you been following the trial?
A little bit.
It really is heartbreaking because you could see that he was just in a bad place.
Right.
Like, this dude was in a terrible place at that company. And now, you know, for all the people that are saying, like, he turned his back on the fans. Mm-hmm. He owed us. He shouldn't have. The dude, if you follow this story,
yeah,
it's so sad because pro wrestling's his passion. It's the thing he loved.
Right.
And he hated it so much that he wanted to go get beat up in for real. Think about that.
Plus, also, like, that's a dude that's, like, straight edge.
Yeah.
And you got to imagine, like, just the mentality of, like, I'm not very banged up right now, and I'm not taking anything.
I'm not drinking.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's probably...
I have a bad day. I go to the bar, and I drink, and I feel a little better, you know?
It was probably a cranky dude. But I think I personally feel like the trial's going to get thrown out because it's mostly, like, a slander defamation trial.
Yeah, but he didn't... Yeah, you know? He's being sued for damages, essentially, that he hurt Amon. But Amon testified and said, it didn't hurt my career.
Right.
Like, so there you go. It's over. And the other thing is everybody says up because the whole thing is that the defense was that the lump, not that the lump was not infected because they didn't know.
Right.
That there was no lump. Mm-hmm. And that was the whole thing. That's why they had the CM Punk butt video.
Right. Yeah.
Do you guys, I mean, I don't know if the guy, if people know about this. WWE literally put a video out, a 3.5 minute video of clips of CM Punk's ass from the 2014 Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Just zooming in slow-mo to show that there was no lump.
Yeah.
But people have testified saying, no, we saw it. It was gross. It was the size of a golf
disgusting.
Ball.
Disgusting. Yeah.
So I think it's going to end, but I think this is more for like a psychological thing. It's not good for him because I think he's going through like a lot of emotions going back to that time. And, you know, listen, he worked his ass off to get to where he was.
Right.
And he was not a wrestler. He did not have the wrestling look.
Right.
This guy was not the best wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
He was a phenomenal performer.
Right.
And a great talker.
Right.
And he did not have the look at all what by wrestling standard is. And he revolutionized an entire generation of fake CM Punks on the indies.
That is 100%
true. How many CM Punks are there?
A million.
You know, he's...
At one point, there was a million.
He is the Jeff Hardy to that generation's independent
wrestling.
Because remember, that was like every single Jeff Hardy wrestler?
Yep.
Everybody came out with a tank top with like tube socks on their arms and JNCO jeans. And then that automatically turned into CM Punk, you know?
And now it's a bunch of Daniel Bryans, which is great.
It's just a bunch of white dudes with like beards and just they all want to be Boris Malenko.
Chops and submission wrestlers.
They're all submission guys.
Look at Undisputed Era.
Yeah, they're all Daniel Bryans.
Yeah,
a bunch
and
of Daniel
they're all
Bryans.
Amazing too.
Yeah. I want there to be just a bunch of Batistas. I want to go back to that.
Oh.
I want every independent wrestler to look like the Warlord. I just want like a bunch of Warlords on the indies.
Impossible because those guys get scooped up immediately.
By who?
By Vince.
Now, I want everybody on the juice. I want everybody on the gas. I want everybody pumped up. I want, if you are a little guy, I want you to look like Chris Benoit. If you're a big guy, I want you to look like the
Dave
Warlord.
Jesus. Are there any
and
dudes,
no in-betweens.
Are there any dudes on the, I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Are there any dudes on the indies who are young and over 6'5" that are really good that have not got signed by Superman?
Yes. There's one guy in Capital Wrestling.
Uh-huh.
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
Big boy.
How old is he?
He's young. He's like 22, 23, but I don't know if he's 6'5", but he's a big boy.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Coach Dallas, would you guys ever take Mad Men on the road like Bruce and Conrad? I'd love to.
I would love to do a live Q&A.
Yeah.
We were trying to do something for SummerSlam,
mm-hmm.
But I think we would need to dedicate a little bit more time to doing the shows and building the audience to where it should be before I would consider doing something solo. But if there was like a panel of like an event that we could put together with like a bunch of, you know, the podcasters and we could put everything together,
that'd be
something
cool.
Like that, that'd be awesome too. I don't think we're at a comfortable, for me, I'm not at a comfortable place to do that.
Sure.
That's how I see things.
Yeah, all right.
You know, that's it brewing in my mind. Matt Riddle, he's another one that's not signed, but I don't know if he's going to get signed, dude.
Yeah.
You know, Japan doesn't want him.
Ooh.
You know, they're really strict about the pot stuff in Japan. And
oh, yeah.
They're not loosening up in WWE either.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, everybody's smoking.
Right, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Everybody's smoking.
Smoking something. You know, some of this stuff doesn't show up on your... Yeah.
What is Fox going to expect from superstars on SmackDown next year?
Everybody's got to wear a MAGA hat.
Everybody's got to wear a MAGA hat. all the women come out and like make America great again, one pieces.
Yep, everybody's got to be, they have to make.
Oh, no, that's not Fox Network. We're not talking about Fox News. We're talking about Fox Network. I think what's going to happen is you're going to see a lot of swapping back and forth. Like, I think Ronda's going to be on both shows. I think Lesnar will show up on SmackDown. I think the brand extension is kind of going to get loose.
Yes.
Or they're going to do a heavy pivot and SmackDown gets like the guys and then Raw becomes SmackDown.
You know what's going to happen? I guarantee you for the first 2 weeks of that move, you're going to get like WWE superstar Triple H makes his return.
Yeah,
Undertaker makes his return. You're going to get that ratings grab.
First of all, The Rock will be on that show.
Yes.
Okay? This is my prediction. Rock's going to be there. Austin's going to be there. Triple H is going to be there. Undertaker's going to be there.
Yes. Yeah.
Hogan's going to be there.
It might be the return, man.
I think SummerSlam would be a perfect return for Hogan.
Yes. We've talked about this every single week.
I'm not a racist, brother. Brother.
He's going to win Money in the Bank.
You know what? I want to see Hogan. I want an endless loop of him climbing that ladder.
Oh. And just climbing over the other side because he's afraid of heights.
Can you imagine Hulk Hogan, 1998 Hulk Hogan, right? My favorite Hogan.
In a ladder match.
In a ladder match. Yeah. I want to see 98 Hogan in a ladder match.
Why was 98 Hogan your favorite?
Because he was so tan. That was a color that is unnatural. There is no human being on this planet that is that skin tone.
He was
the color of those leather chairs right over there.
He got the George Hamilton.
He did. Oh, man, that mean tan.
Natural tan, too, man. We always end up talking about Hogan. Here's another thing. I would love it if Braun changed his finish to the boot in the leg. Yep, he's that close to exploding.
Oh, he's that close.
I think he needs to get rid of the Dirtman outfit and find something more suitable.
Yeah, what is he gonna wear though? What do you put him
That's
in?
That's true. Yeah, you can't put him in a singlet.
Yeah,
can't put him in underwear.
Maybe in underwear.
Yeah.
Can you imagine him in underwear and no knee pads?
Oh boy!
I guarantee you, he has weird looking knees too.
Yeah.
He has a weird knee. It's like a very skinny knee.
You don't think he's got knees that look like Cabbage Patch Babies?
No. Bunch of cocos on his knee.
Contorted faces.
I'm very hopeful for the SmackDown deal. But I think you're going to see a lot of these guys go back and forth.
I agree. I think so. I think you're going to see a lot of the girls go back and forth.
Here's another thing. WWE's freaking out about MLW a little bit.
It's kind of interesting, right?
Yeah, very interesting.
Trying to sign up dudes left and right.
Yeah, they're trying to lock those guys. MLW has a very good TV product right now. It's on BN TV, which is, I believe it's the old Al Jazeera.
Oh, yeah.
It was like part of that network. It's like it's their sports network.
That's right.
It's called BN. They have a TV show, and it's very well done. I actually like their TV. So we have that. Impact is good. Ring of Honor is good. That the Cow Palace show is going to be live.
Yeah.
So JR is calling it. That's going to be a live show. It's going to be early. I believe it's a 5 West, 8 East.
Listen, man, wrestling's like this is a boom boom year for wrestling,
dude. I think it was a boom period for indies a couple years ago. I think the boom period started like 2-3 years ago, but now we're in this like very matured state where if you do not have a good TV product, you are just low end.
Okay,
you know, like I'll give an example. Capital Wrestling, right?
Okay.
Small independent group,
sure.
Northeast.
Yeah,
that I'm the executive producer of the TV. They are putting on a show with zero budget. Okay, the budget that we have for TV is non-existent. We are able to pull off TV.
Right.
If we are doing it on a zero budget and it still kind of looks good.
Yeah.
You know, imagine how the playing field has changed as far as production goes, and production costs, and how to put TV on. Ring of Honor has no excuse not to have a fucking lighting grid. You know what I mean anymore? Yeah. That excuse no longer exists.
Yeah.
So you have to be competitive. That's at the end of the day. If MLW is putting on a good TV product and Impact is looking good and everybody's looking good, New Japan is blown up. I mean, All Japan just sold out. You know, they did a crazy show at Budokan. So was it Okada? Was it Budokan or Osaka? I can't remember which one, but they sold out essentially. This is a very fascinating moment for pro wrestling, and I see the WWE being, again, the interesting analogy here, the Disney of wrestling.
Sure.
Right? They're the Disney of cartoons, and everybody else will have their own place. We'll still be successful, so we'll get a Pixar, We'll get a Disney.
Sure.
You know, we'll get it. That's how I see this happening.
Okay.
I no longer see it being WWE is the end all be all, and then everybody else is like not even secondary. Everybody else is like third rate.
Yeah, yeah.
We're gonna start seeing WWE is gonna be here because they're gonna be this mega conglomerate making billions and billions of dollars, and then we're gonna have everybody else putting out stuff.
I think as long as the guys get paid, I think that's and have a place to work. I think that's the best thing for pro wrestling. The other side of that is I also feel like when because like WWE's not stupid, you know, they're not dumb people. They make an accessible product for everybody. They also take care of their guys very well.
Do they?
It's a monster. I think it's a monster in and of itself. You know,
I have heard that with this new deal and all the money coming in, a lot of the accommodations are going to be paid for the wrestlers.
Awesome.
So some of these hotels may be paid. I mean, this is what I was told. Yeah. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because with making almost $2 billion from TV rights for this company, they can't just have these guys paying for everything anymore.
Right.
I mean, that doesn't cut it.
But they're also making like a real, you can make the best living working under that WWE umbrella. And if you work harder, obviously you get pushed to the top of the card.
Yeah.
That being said, I think also we could be at that stage where WWE is looking at the landscape and saying, you know what? Like you were saying before, time to step up the aggression a little
bit.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Time to make it look like this is why we're number one.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's always the mentality, you know? Yeah. Like we have to let everybody know that we're number one. Competition is great, but let's stop right there.
Yeah.
We are the best.
You know? And talking about stopping right there, we are the best.
Beautiful.
It's time to wrap it up. Guys, go to the website, jfknetwork.com. Subscribe to the podcast. We're everywhere podcasts are available. You can follow us on Twitter, at Matt Men Podcast. You can follow me, at Andrew Zarin. You can follow Rich, at BTC Rich. We'll be back next week. Happy wrestling.
Bye.
Bye-bye.